American Language Course, Book 21, Tape 4C. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 4C. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the dialogues and mark the stress. Dialogue 1.
Whose jacket is this?
It's not mine, it's Jack's.
Dialogue 2.
Do you like steak?
I don't like steak, but I love fish.
Dialogue 3.
Are you working on Saturday?
I'm not, but Harry is.
Dialogue 4.
Can I borrow a pen?
I don't have a pen, but I have a pencil.
Dialogue 5.
Is Janet coming over for dinner?
Janet isn't, but Rita is.
Turn to the answer page for Tape 4C right now and check your answers. Look at Figure 1 again. This time you'll hear the questions and you read the answers. Remember to stress the words you marked. Number 1. Whose jacket is this? Repeat. It's not mine, it's Jack's. Number 2. Do you like steak? Repeat. I don't like steak, but I love fish. Number 3. Are you working on Saturday? Repeat. I'm not, but Harry is. Number 4. Can I borrow a pen? Repeat. I don't have a pen, but I have a pencil. Number 5. Is Janet coming over for dinner? Repeat. Janet isn't, but Rita is. Go to Figure 2. Listen to a statement and a question. Use the information to complete the answer. Write it in your book. Then repeat the correct answer. Listen to the example.
Would you please bring in the food early?
What did Aunt Sarah ask?
Repeat the correct answer. Aunt Sarah asked that the food be brought in early. Number 1.
All troops must be put on alert.
What has Major Jennings commanded?
Listen again and write the words to complete the answer.
All troops must be put on alert.
What has Major Jennings commanded?
The answer is, Major Jennings has commanded that all troops be put on alert. Repeat. Major Jennings has commanded that all troops be put on alert.
Number 2.
Henry will go to the conference instead of Mike.
What did the boss insist on?
Listen again and write.
Henry will go to the conference instead of Mike.
What did the boss insist on?
The answer is, the boss insisted that Henry go instead of Mike. Repeat. The boss insisted that Henry go instead of Mike. Number 3.
I'd like to have Kevin assigned to my office.
What did Mr. Higgins request? Listen again and write.
I'd like to have Kevin assigned to my office.
What did Mr. Higgins request? The answer is, Mr. Higgins requested that Kevin be assigned to his office. Repeat. Mr. Higgins requested that Kevin be assigned to his office. Number 4.
Why don't we meet at the mall?
What did Jessica suggest? Listen again and write.
Why don't we meet at the mall?
What did Jessica suggest? The answer is, Jessica suggested that we meet at the mall. Repeat, Jessica suggested that we meet at the mall. Number 5.
Please be very careful on the ice. This is a message from the Highway Department.
What does the Highway Department advise?
Listen again and write.
Please be very careful on the ice. This is a message from the Highway Department.
What does the Highway Department advise?
The answer is, the Highway Department advises that all drivers be very careful on the ice. Repeat. The Highway Department advises that all drivers be very careful on the ice. Go to Figure 3. This is a sentence dictation exercise. You will hear the sentences three times. First, listen to the sentences only.
Number 1. I need an airtight container to carry this food. Number 2. The sergeant's quick thinking resulted in a very successful mission. Number 3. How many oranges do I need to squeeze to make a glass of orange juice? Number 4. The towel has already absorbed the water you spilled. Number 5. The student is waiting for the results of his test. Number 6. His friendly personality is one of his best characteristics.
Now listen to the sentences as they're read in portions and write what you hear.
Number 1. I need an airtight container. To carry this food. Number two, the sergeant's quick thinking. Resulted in a very successful mission. Number three, how many oranges do I need to squeeze to make a glass of orange juice? Number four, the towel has already absorbed the water you spilled. Number five, the student is waiting for the results of his test. Number six, his friendly personality is one of his best characteristics.
Listen to the sentences one more time and check your answers.
Number one, I need an airtight container to carry this food. Number two, the sergeant's quick thinking resulted in a very successful mission. Number three, How many oranges do I need to squeeze to make a glass of orange juice? Number 4. The towel has already absorbed the water you spilled. Number 5. The student is waiting for the results of his test. Number 6. His friendly personality is one of his best characteristics.
After the tape ends, turn to the answer page for tape 4C and check your spelling. Go to figure 4. Listen to this reading and take very good notes. Then use your notes and the words in figure 4 to write a paragraph. Listen.
The Constitution organizes the federal government into three branches: the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. The Constitution also defines the duties and obligations of each branch. The executive branch is directly under the president. This branch is responsible for enforcing the laws of the country. The legislative branch consists of the Senate and the House of Representatives. This branch is responsible for making the laws and rules for the whole country. The judicial branch interprets and explains the Constitution and laws of the country in court decisions. The Supreme Court is the highest court. By defining the obligations of each branch, the Constitution prevents one branch from becoming too powerful.
Listen to the paragraph again and check your notes.
The Constitution organizes the federal government into three branches: the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. The Constitution also defines the duties and obligations of each branch. The executive branch is directly under the president. This branch is responsible for enforcing the laws of the country. The legislative branch consists of the Senate and the House of Representatives. This branch is responsible for making the laws and rules for the whole country. The judicial branch interprets and explains the Constitution and laws of the country in court decisions. The Supreme Court is the highest court. By defining the obligations of each branch, the Constitution prevents one branch from becoming too powerful.
Write your paragraph now. After you finish, compare your paragraph with the one on the answer page for this tape. You may ask your teacher to check your paragraph. This is the end of tape 4C. Book 21.